You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Do you love the Tabernacle Choir? This year, the choir's music is everywhere you are. Listen to your favorite choir songs and music and the spoken word anytime you want on Alexa by simply enabling the skill.
Alexa, play music in the spoken word.
Now playing music in the spoken word.
You can also download the Tabernacle Choir app, subscribe to the choir on YouTube, listen on Spotify, and have access to all their wonderful music. Happy listening.
Hey, this is Allison.
And this is Britt.
These are the true stories about the good, the bad, and the funny.
Shared by you, but told by us.
This is GabFest.
Let's gab.
Okay, welcome to GabFest, everyone.
Hi. Look alive, Allison. Look alive. How are
Sorry.
You, Britt?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Are you?
Yes.
Anything new?
Oh, I just celebrated my 15th wedding anniversary yesterday.
And I forgot to wish you happy anniversary.
It's okay.
Listen, I'm having a hard enough time keeping track of birthdays around here. Okay?
Well, I was chatting with my friend this morning at the gym, and she's like, well, what year was this? What anniversary did you celebrate? And I was like, 15. And she goes, we hit 15 in the summer. I go, I think you were married before me. Mm-hmm. And she goes, it's 16. So I don't, anniversaries.
It's okay.
I don't know if we keep track that well in general as people. Because once you start getting into like 17, you know.
Just be real proud of yourself.
Yeah. Just be like, wow, look at what we did. We are beating the odds.
Yeah. I was going to say, really, statistically speaking.
Why do we, this is a very unromantic take, but why do we continually engage in this huge life decision that is like a 50-50 shot?
Wow, spoken like a true cynic.
I know. I'm usually more optimistic
than that.
I don't know.
It's in our nature.
Yeah.
And people would say we want to find
our lobster.
Yeah.
We want to
find our person
and share in life's moments. We don't want to be alone.
The thing is like, I think people, there's also the argument that people make that they're like, monogamy is not built into us and we want to spread our wings amongst other things. And, but I think we're built to find somebody and be with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's harder, to find that person and to like make it work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyway.
I mean, today our topic is going to talk about one of life's biggest marriage tests of all.
Right.
Home renovations. I mean,
and in your 16 or 15 years, and my almost 14 years of
marriage,
we've
done a lot of projects.
Yeah. So I pulled up some statistics here.
But really quick,
before
we get into that, it's time for our Someday You'll Laugh About This moment. So what do you got?
Well, I guess I kind of do. I've been weepy lately. I don't know what that means. Probably some estrogen levels or something. I don't know.
I've been blaming a lot on my period lately, I feel like. But, I mean, I feel like that's warranted.
Right. And so, yeah, I've been weepy. So I had to fight tears this morning because my fitness instructor was talking about how her puppies that her dog had are now going off to families because they're old enough now. And a girl in my class bought one of the fitness instructor's puppies.
Okay.
And I was asking her, like, how's puppy life, you know, and are you adjusting? And she was kind of like, it's good. I mean, the first night he did like cry a lot and like I felt the lump coming in my throat. And I'm just like, what?
It's sad. It's missing its brothers and sisters.
Wrong with me. Yeah. And I said, I remember when we got a puppy when we were young, my mom put like hot water bottles or like a heating pad or something in there
to feel like another puppy.
Yeah. And
to feel the warmth.
She said, well, I bought this little stuffed animal. She said, I bought this little stuffed animal that has a heartbeat in it.
Oh.
And I almost started crying. like this is the most emotional I've been in a while.
Yeah, it's probably definitely a hormone fluctuation.
Because she didn't see that. Like, we were kind of in passing, and I, like, went to get my weights, and I was kind of like, there's tears. What's happening? Because I was picturing this sad little puppy with this like faux little heartbeat by it, and like how sweet that was and sad that was. And so I'm just trying to figure out like why I'm so weepy. And then there was some other like commercial that came on that had me crying, and my eyes are getting watery just talking about crying.
We need to bring in some funny vibes, because we can't have you crying here on the podcast. This is not our vibe. Play it cool, man. Even if you're crying on the inside.
Exactly.
That's hide your tears. That's a good life lesson.
Right.
Fake it till you make it. Hide your tears. Don't show any emotion.
Therapists might disagree. However, Britt is telling you to bury it all. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let it show.
All right. Well, should we get started into our topic, which is home renovation stories?
Yes. And I don't know why this has not occurred to us yet. Because we've done a lot. I'm in the thick of some right now.
Yeah.
And basically what happened was one of our good friends called me one night, and she's like, well, I have a someday you'll laugh about this moment. And like as she's talking, I'm like, I said to her, this needs to be an episode.
A full episode.
And I'm like, I don't know how we haven't thought about this, because I've been in the thick of it, and I've shared like the story about us,
the wallpaper.
And so she's like, are you serious? I'm like, yeah. So tell me the story, and that probably will inspire. First, I'm going to share some statistics about DIYs. This is according to the farnsworthgroup.com. Not a clue what that is. But it just basically said that about 73% of millennials are DIYers. It's called inflation, baby.
It's called HGTV, baby.
It's true.
Like, somehow they play these back-to-back-to-back-to-back episodes, and you can't look away.
Right.
I mean, even my kids watch home renovation shows, and they're intrigued. Like that new Studio McGee one on Netflix, they're all about it. And they're like, do you think we could hire Studio McGee to come do my room? And I was like,
if I sell one of you or a kidney.
Because they're like, they're in Utah. They redo people's houses, and they're just...
They also have a half pipe in their basement. So and probably an elevator. I don't know. However, it's less attainable and it's less livable. Mm-hmm. I have to be able to put what I'm doing into real life with kids.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about my bestie, Joanna Gaines, because she does. She's like, listen, this is going to be the table where everyone...
Everyone's coloring.
If she could just meet me, she'd know. But yeah, they're like...
She's coming to Utah this week, Austin.
Don't.
I asked my brother-in-law if he could like sneak me in the back, and I was like, do you need a hospitality...
In the back of where? How do you know about this?
So Qualtrics does this summit every March, and they invite celebrity guests, and they've had Chip and Joanna come before, and they only invite like high-end clients. So you have to be very like, I don't know, and it's very exclusive to get into this place.
Okay.
And so there, guess who's coming? Martha Stewart.
Whoa.
Chip and Joanna Gaines. Ryan Reynolds.
You gotta be kidding me. And so, are you serious?
I texted him.
How has this not come out in a text to me?
Because he just told me last night. And I texted him, and I was
You've had how many hours? I know that these people, there's many people on that list that mean a lot to me. And you didn't even think.
I said, do you need like a hospitality person, like a guest speaker hospitality person?
Like a toilet cleaner.
I will come and provide their charcuterie board or make sure their room is 72 degrees and they put out their blanket or whatever they're requesting.
They already have their own people they're bringing.
Probably.
Don't you think?
But I just thought you might want to know about that.
Well, I do, but then I don't, because it's like, now I know, and now I know I'll never be there. But when I went to the silos, I was like, my eyes were bugging out trying to find them, thinking, because there's occasionally she'll post something on her Instagram that she's all of a sudden down with people, with the masses. And I'm like, it's never happened in the two times that I've been there. So, but it does say, yes, back to the statistic, it says 73% of millennials are DIYers. It says a significant number of 18 to 24 year olds are showing a likelihood to complete DIY projects when moving in their first home. That doesn't mean these individuals will take on any home improvement project. Due to lack of experience, they tend to leave plumbing, HVAC, pest control projects to professionals.
That's probably good.
I think that's probably a...
We're using our old noodles here, folks. Maybe add electrical to that list.
Yeah, I agree.
Honestly.
Fires. we did our own electrical, but my husband's in the biz. The next statistic says about 3 in 4 homeowners DIY.
Mm-hmm.
3 out of 4, guys. That's a lot. And I think it just depends on the degree, because anything from painting a wall.
Yeah.
To ripping out a wall.
Doing a whole kitchen gut.
So if you've painted a wall, you've DIY'd, obviously.
And with the influx of Pinterest, Instagram, interior design and home building influencers, and then HGTV. But I'm just going to tell you, those fast forward videos. It's nothing to, but
it's infuriating.
I watch those, like, they're like, I'm a stay-at-home mom, and I decided that I wanted to build the home of my dreams. And it's like a fast-forward video of them, like, revamping their entire living room.
Right.
And it's in 30 seconds. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can do that. Don't be fooled, folks.
Well, and what does the rest of their house look like? And what are their kids doing? And, you know, it's like something's got to give.
Mm-hmm. And so don't be fooled. It's going to take double the amount of time you think, double the amount of money you think, and double the amount of frustration that you think, if not more. The frustration.
This next statistic says 55% of the millennial DIYers use YouTube for home improvement information.
Yep.
And we have spent many hours on YouTube.
Yeah.
How to build a chicken coop, you know, how to do this, how to do that, fix little plumbing things here and there.
Yeah.
And I mean, I know it's not the best place to go, but sometimes it's your only option. But it was funny because I told Andy, some of the men that do these YouTube channels, I'm like, honey, you should do one. If you have any influx in your voice, if you're a little bit animated, it would be a little more fun to listen to, because they're just factual. They're just giving you the information.
What we're going to do, this is called the three-quarter socket, and what you're going to do is then take your wrench and insert the socket. Be careful.
Yeah, I'm falling asleep just listening to it. And so it's like, if you just were a little spunky, you would be just fine. But anyway, those are just a few funny statistics that, yeah, a lot of us DIY. So I think a lot of people will relate to it. So the story that started this whole conversation from our friend was basically she got the itch. I think right now with the weather, we're all getting the itch.
Yeah.
The itch to do something. And we can't do anything outside really still, anything notable. Like, it's not like we can start really planting a garden, at least not where we live. We have feet of snow. And it's cold. And so people are starting to be like, well, what could I do inside?
Yeah.
So our friend,
it's kind of like the COVID situation.
Yeah. It's why people started making sourdough and all that kind of stuff. So our friend said, I'm going to just redo my closet. I'm going to make it custom. And she's like the girl that's like, she asks for the tools for Christmas.
She got like a nail gun for Christmas or something, right?
Yeah, she like loves it. And so she likes woodworking and all that. So she was like, I'm going to rip everything out. I'm going to build like actual shelves with like bins that fit just right. I'm going to paint in here. Mm-hmm. She had like some, I think it was just like linoleum on the floor. So she's like, I'm going to like lay down some hardwood and everything.
All right.
So she was like, I'm going to be a fun mom and I'm going to let my kids just go to town on the walls, because, you know, as a mom, you're always like, don't color on the walls.
Yeah.
And don't color and don't mess up. And so
it's
she's
a dangerous
like,
road, friend.
She's like, I like was like, just take these washable markers right all over the walls. Color, design, just have fun.
Just in the closet, right?
Just in the closet, yes. So they did. They went to town. I mean, one of her sons did this like Star Wars thing. It was really dark and stuff like that. So after they were done, she said she was gonna wipe it down and try to get most of it off. And she throws up some paint and she's painting it white.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden there was just like blue and black, like bleeding
from the markers,
through the paint.
Yes.
And she was like, oh my gosh, like I thought I got most of that
backfire
off, but okay, don't panic. I'll wait till this dries.
Throw another coat on
and
there.
Throw another coat on there and we'll just do as many coats as it takes, you know?
Yeah.
So she waited. She went to do another coat and she's like, within like minutes, it was just bleeding through. It was pulling it through, pulling it through. And she just was like, whoa, what do I do? Like, that is some serious marker. She goes to the marker bin. She's digging through, like, what could they have possibly colored with?
Right.
I mostly only keep washable markers in the children's stuff. And so she couldn't figure out why it would be doing this. And she's Googling everything, trying so hard. And then she finally is like, after many coats of paint, I believe, she decides, I have to go get new texture.
Oh, and, wow.
Like, well, first she said spackle.
Okay.
And she's like, I'm just going to kind of spackle it and like get a layer of spackle and then paint it. Bleeds through the spackle and it's like blue. At this point, she's sitting on the floor of her closet.
Crying probably.
Basically, and saying, well, this is it. Like, I'm going to have...
I have the Death Star on my new custom closet wall.
Yes, and she sent me
and
pictures.
It is what it is. It's the last time I'm ever the fun mom.
She was like, I'm trying to accept like this is what it's going to be and maybe I need to shift gears here. I was like, yeah, maybe go get some dark blue paint and you're gonna have a dark blue closet, even though it's not what you wanted. And so she is re-spackling her whole closet, and she said that it is working, but it's gonna take some layers.
Oh my word.
And so she had it all planned out where she was like, okay, this is gonna take me like 5 days.
I told you guys,
is tear out. Second day is letting the kids color, and then I'll paint.
I told you guys, it's double. It's double.
And so by day three or four, she hadn't even moved past the painting.
Right.
And so she has all her clothes pulled out of her closet, all over her house. Mm-hmm. And her kids are going crazy because she's trying to do this project. It's taking hours. And she's like, what am I doing? What? But you're halfway down that road.
You can't turn back now.
And you need a closet again. Yeah. So Godspeed. I haven't gotten an update from her on where she's at.
Okay. Well, like you were saying, when you're partway through a project, it's like you can't stop now.
Especially when it's like an area that you have to live in and function in.
Uh-huh. You know? Yeah. Like we did a kitchen redo this last year, and we were kept having problems with the countertops. Mm-hmm. Like the colors weren't working, and and so they had to uninstall twice. Mm-hmm. And so that meant our stove was out.
Yes.
Our kitchen sink was out. Our faucet was out. It is really hard.
Yeah.
I would just dare you guys. No one's going to try it because it's like
sucks.
Yeah. To try not to use your kitchen sink for more than one day.
Yeah.
But it was, you guys, it was weeks. It was three weeks.
So you're like eating out all the time.
Yeah. And you know, you underestimate the amount of times that you go in there just to rinse like crumbs off your hands.
Yeah.
Or anything. And so this listener, she had a kitchen renovation.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that they were gutting it and they were in the middle of doing the plumbing, but there was a huge windstorm.
Of course.
And it knocked out the power.
Because God has a sixth sense of humor, or the universe, or whatever it is you believe in, has a sixth sense of humor.
And so it knocked out the power, but they were like, we can't just postpone this however long this power is going to be out because we really need the kitchen done, like to function as a family. So they were trying to do the plumbing by flashlight. And like, plumbing is hard enough when you have 100% working.
You are an amateur plumber at best. And then you're doing it by headlamp. And then you have it
by flashlight. And she said to top it off, they were almost done. And then their cat decided to climb down in the floor opening where they were running pipes.
As if I don't already not like cats.
And the cat got stuck.
Oh my gosh, down in the plumbing, like down in like the...
I think they had like a hole in the floor to try to run pipes and stuff, and the cat climbed in there, so it was stuck.
Oh my gosh.
And so what they had, and the cat couldn't get out. So what they did is they went down to the basement.
Oh no.
And they got an oscillating saw.
Oh my.
And they cut a hole in their ceiling in the basement to get the cat out. I mean, yeah, this is like a firefighter rescue. Oh my gosh,
I feel like I would have just sent like a smoke bomb down there. You know what I mean? Smoke it out.
Or just like put some catnip right outside
the thing. Oh, I guarantee they tried everything. And if it's like deep in the depths of your floor, you can't chuck a piece of ham far enough.
You're not going to cut a hole in your ceiling unless you've tried everything else. So I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt here. And she said, however, the noise of the oscillating saw was enough to scare the cat out of the original opening. So the cat did go out the way it came.
Yeah, but they've already been sawing.
Yeah, so there still is a hole in their ceiling to this day. They're like, we'll get to it when we get to it.
Yeah.
Because the kitchen needed to be done, but the basement ceiling, the house can still operate whether or not there's a hole in it.
Right.
Oh.
You guys, cats be crazy. Like, we had a cat for, I think, like a year. She became a teen mom.
Oh, my God.
I'm serious. I had no idea cats could get pregnant that young. She had seven. Everyone told me, cats on their first litter have, like, a few.
Mm-hmm.
She had seven cats. I squished one in the garage door.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the most horrific thing I've ever done. It crawled up in my engine of my car, and I went and drove all the way about to Brigham City from my house.
And the cat was
going like 65 miles an hour.
I don't feel like you told me this.
Picked up my child from a friend and drove all the way home. And when I got out, I see the cat jump out.
Oh, it lived.
It lived. It looked like it was going to die. It was so hot up there and so panicked. And cats don't typically pant. That's a dog thing.
Okay.
And it had its tongue out. And was like panting and had like the most horrific look in its eyes, and I'm just like, cats are so nuts.
Like, they get into the weirdest places.
Yes, it's bizarre. And I was just like, this cat, I mean, the nine lives thing is for real. One time we were painting and the power went out, and we were doing it by headlamp. My husband is very much the type that's like,
we're getting it done.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes to his demise. Because sometimes you do have to call
it. You need to take a break.
You have to take a break, or you're to that point where you're like, we don't have the right
thing. We're not
going to
do it right.
Right.
Something's going to get broken.
Take a step back, and he'll occasionally, like, when he's getting really frustrated, like, yank really hard or, like, pound really hard. And one of our most recent renovation issues is we tiled our whole house. And anyway, we realized that we didn't quite do the floor right. So my husband's like, we really should have done this differently. I'm going to tear it up. So it's becoming this whole thing.
Yeah.
We're probably getting our whole tile redone in our bathroom. In the meantime, for whatever reason, our handle from our tub just fell off. I don't know. It just fell off. So my husband was like, at least the faucet is a quick fix. I know how to fix that. You need a different part. I know how to fix the handle. And usually you turn the water off when you're working on plumbing stuff. But this one, it didn't really matter as much because it was just the handle. He didn't think I'd turn the water off. Mm-hmm. And so he went to turn it and like literally Old Faithful went flying. And our computer was on the counter in the bathroom.
Oh my gosh.
Did I not tell you this
yet? No.
It was like he couldn't even get to it to like, so all he could do was run downstairs and shut the main water off. Uh-huh. But our whole ceiling, our light fixture, our computer was ruined. We had to go get a new computer.
Really?
Yes.
You didn't tell me any of this.
We had to pay them like $700 to recover everything from the wet computer.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So now we have a new computer. And guess Yay. What? The faucet wasn't fixed. So then we finally realized the plumbers didn't leave enough like tubing.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was hitting short. And so we had to fix all that. But I was like, my bathtub's still not fixed. And now I have a new computer. Isn't that the way? Kind of like this. Like,
yeah.
Well, now I have a hole in my ceiling.
In my ceiling.
Yes. So this listener said they had just moved into their house. It was an older home.
Mm-hmm.
And she said almost every day she would see something weird. It was a huge bumblebee crawling on the downstairs carpet very lethargically, like it was about to die. A new bee.
And a new one every time?
Yes. And so they just could not figure out, like, where is it coming in? And is it getting through a window? You know, just couldn't figure it out. So one day they were outside and they saw a bee and they decided to follow it. And so they followed it to the house and saw it go in at a certain point, like in the home. And so it was like a tiny hole next to the gas meter and then into the house.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. That's how it's getting in. So they went into the downstairs bedroom that was like adjacent to the gas meter and they took out a ceiling tile. And she noted, yes, it was an old house. And she said after discovering a huge hive, they got some wasp spray and began to tear it apart.
Oh, no.
Well, the hive took up the entire wall.
You're kidding
and
me.
And part of the ceiling.
You're kidding me. I can't believe they only had lethargic bumblebees once a day.
Right. And she said it was so creepy. Like, imagine you're like ripping a whole wall down and it's pure beehive. Like, they've just been living there for gosh knows how long.
Oh, my word.
And she said that began their whole basement renovation.
Absolutely.
That
you're like
planning on.
If we're taking down a whole wall, I mean, when in Rome, just start doing
it. Like, because she noted that, or she said that.
Well, and also, you kind of want to just see what's behind the other walls.
Right.
Make sure there's not cockroaches in the other half.
Right. Is this just a whole Bug's Life situation? You know? It kind of reminded me of like a Ratatouille situation.
Yeah.
Where she's trying to shoot the rat, and then she all sees of a sudden, colonies
the whole
living.
Attic just crashes down.
Right. She said, it needed to be done anyway. She said that was just the thing that got it going. One simple little bumblebee, but because the basement had a cowboy-themed wet bar and some sweet shag carpet. So
they wanted to redo it.
All's well that ends well.
Yeah.
But the fact that you were like just moved in to your house and you're probably like, listen, as much as I don't love the basement, let's focus on just getting into our house.
Let's just move in. Let's just get settled.
Little did they know someone was already living there.
Ugh, bugs. Bugs are the worst. But you know how you were saying the faucet at your house and it was like spraying water and all this kind of stuff. Well, yeah, when we were redoing our countertops, we were fixing the sink and having to put a new faucet in and an undermount sink. And we were trying to do all that. And even though the water had been turned off, I don't know what was happening. But there must've been just a whole bunch of water and pressure still in the pipes because it started spraying out like Old Faithful, like you were saying. And Spencer was like, get under here, get under here. I need you to hold these pipes so that I can try to tighten and just stop this.
Yeah.
And so I was like finagled under the kitchen sink and
being
like
sprayed in the face.
Literally, it was like I was in the shower.
Yeah.
And I was like just having to take it.
Yeah.
Because
just lie back and take it.
I was just like, because he's like, just do it as long as I need to get these bolts here and I need to get this tightened here. And you're going to have to just be down there getting as much of the water contained as possible. And literally, like, I came out just like drowned rat, just like soaking. And it was just getting pummeled in the face, like, and I was like, how close are you?
Yeah.
How close are you to tightening that?
Anything I can do to speed this along, or am I doing everything I can at this point? Oh my gosh, so funny. Well, this is why a lot of people get divorced, you know? No, really. From like,
there's been episodes on like Dateline or 2020 podcasts where it's like the home reno rampage,
right?
You know, they call it that, and it's like, yeah, this husband and wife, and this is real life, guys. This husband and wife are doing a home renovation project, and the projects keep snowballing, and the money keeps growing
because they say finances are like a huge reason for divorce. Mm-hmm. So that is all incorporating.
Yeah. And
plus
and
the difference of opinions on like,
and
what
everything,
color to
and everything was like going wrong.
Yeah.
And they were just getting pushed farther and farther out of this renovation. They were living in the reno, mm-hmm. and the guy killed her. Like, you guys,
it's too much.
It's intense.
It was too much. He killed her over some travertine tiles or something. Gosh. Okay. Well, and I think part of the worst is when you're involving other people. So even like we're getting it retiled, like it's happening.
Yeah.
And we haven't gotten the bid yet. And the guy's like, I will price it. So if you want to do your own tear out, and then if you want me to do the tear out, so I'll like break that out so that you mm-hmm. know if you decide you want to. And Andy was like, honestly, I could just get Spencer up here one day. Uh-huh. And me and Spencer and my brother could probably like, Spencer is Britt's husband in case you haven't put that together yet. And he's like, one day, you mm-hmm, know, and mm-hmm. I could just pay them probably cheaper, but we'll see what it comes back as. But it sucks so bad, like, to be the person that you're like, huh. Well.
To be the person that gets called. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, and my husband does it a lot for other people. Like,
yeah.
He helps people uh-huh. a lot, and he doesn't mind, but mm-hmm. it is kind of hard. So anyway, especially in a situation like this one.
Okay.
Because this listener said her parents have a septic system that's been in for 35 years
wow.
or more. I have a really hard time with septic systems. Like, mentally,
like conceptually, like how does it all work,
and how does it not smell to the high heavens? How does your house just not smell like poo all the
yeah.
time? I don't get it. And it is kind of a weird thing for me to think that like you're just on top of poo and that like eventually you do need to get it pumped out, and uh-huh. are people really staying on top of that?
Right.
You know, I just like to know that it's gone. Just my two cents. But some places you can't. That's all
yeah,
you can do,
yeah.
right? So they had this septic system for 35 years or more, and the drain lines needed to be moved or fixed or something, she said. She said her dad was really good at figuring things out and like doing things to save himself some money. Well, one of the pipes goes into their basement before going out the septic tank again.
Oh, yeah. Sketch.
Yeah. So she said he was checking the pipe and something slipped and it broke, and all of the septic material, aka poop. Came shooting
Let's not sugarcoat
out.
It.
Yeah, poop shoot. Crap shoot. Shooting out into their basement. He said it was on the ceiling, walls,
no.
floor, couches.
Gross. Couches.
And then he said,
No, the worst part,
she said the worst part was that when it came shooting out, he instinctively said, ah, and it came shooting out.
Into his mouth?
And he couldn't close his mouth fast enough.
No. Gross.
So,
are you?
I don't think I need to spell it out any more clearly than
no.
that.
No.
They ended up throwing away the couches
good,
and the carpet.
Good.
And so
there's only so much
you guys
Abyssal can do.
Right.
Like,
even like getting the hazmat. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't know if I could ever like look at my couch the same. Maybe it's already time for new couches, and maybe that was God's gift to you, saying like, you got to get new couches. You get a couch and you get a couch.
Unfortunately, you had to get feces in your mouth for this to happen.
Right. Well, to continue, he said when he started moving the actual lines outside after they had, you know, mitigated this whole mess. Her brother was helping him, and he dug too close to the active line, and it started gushing out too. And he was freaking out. The brother was freaking out.
Yeah.
But all the dad said to him was, oh, it's getting on you? At least it's not in your mouth.
Yeah, for real.
Like, I don't
Disgusting.
Feel bad for you at all.
It's on your boots? Oh, cry me a river,
yeah,
man.
You can hose those down.
That's going to be his, like, forever comeback. Yeah. Like, oh, you scraped your knee? At least you don't have 35-year-old feces in your mouth.
Yeah.
Oh, you didn't get into the college you wanted?
Well,
at least diarrhea didn't spray
into
your throat. Like everything, he's going to be like, at least.
Top that.
Yeah, top
that.
That.
I don't really give up about trying to top that. That. Top that.
And no one can. Yeah, sometimes we physically can get really affected by these home renos.
Right.
Because, yeah, you're in there. You're in the trenches. Mm-hmm. And we had a listener write in and said that she was staying
in a septic tank.
She was staying at her sister's house, and they had just gotten back from going to the beach.
Okay.
And so they came in, and she started seeing, like, a lot of water all over the floor. And she thought, did we really drag in this much water?
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing a lot of like DIY renovations on this condo that they were staying at. Mm-hmm. So there were some things that are, you know, mid project were happening.
Right.
So she's kind of like, oh my gosh, my kids are dragging in all this water. She starts to kind of like dab it up around on the floor, but she's like, how on earth could we have gotten this much water in? It was starting to create a layer on the floor. And she goes to the source and she looks at up on the wall, and the water's coming from the wall, and it's coming from their electrical panel.
Oh my gosh.
Which is not good.
Yeah.
And she starts to panic, like, what do I do? What do I do? Uh-huh. Her sister hadn't come home yet, so it was just her. And out of instinct, she takes one of the towels and starts dabbing around the electrical panel.
I'm no genius, but...
She got electrocuted. Yes. Are you kidding me?
Of course she did.
I mean, she goes, luckily, like, it wasn't to the, you know, to the point of where I needed to go to the hospital.
Right.
But honestly, like, electrocution is no joke.
No.
Having, like, these DIY projects all around, or just having house disasters, it can be a health hazard.
Well, yeah, because you're dealing with things like live electricity, plumbing. Mm-hmm. I mean, just things that, like, can get real bad
real quick. Fast.
Yeah. But I think that one of the hard things is when you decide that, like, because we ask for DIY and or renovation stories. And mm-hmm. so the hardest thing is when you, we've done this before too, where we're like, no, we hired someone so that it does look better and so mm-hmm. that it is done right. And yeah. then you're like, and they still didn't do it right.
Or, yeah.
you know, there's quality control issues and Absolutely. There is a shortage of people to hire, it seems. So this listener said the concrete company that they had come do some work on their house, they said that they ended up not paying, like, probably their supplier.
Okay.
So they ended up having a lien put on their home.
What?
Did you know that can happen?
No.
So, like, when we were building a house, that was something we were warned about because it's under your name. Like, the loan is under your name and you're the one mm-hmm. who's getting the physical
product. Okay.
And so if that contractor isn't paying their bill, mm-hmm. it can end up, they can put a lien on your home because they want wow. their money regardless.
Yeah.
And so she said that apparently he'd been doing this all to people all Ugh. Over Utah.
Oh my word.
And so, yeah, it's like,
you're
what
like, did they end up doing?
She didn't say.
Oh my gosh.
I know. I should have asked.
Mystery.
But the problem is like, you like, she's not going to try to do concrete work. It's very specialized.
Yes. That's one thing I would not attempt.
Right. And so it's like, okay, so now what? Mm-hmm. They have a lien on our home.
Well, and it's DIY is pretty painstaking. Mm-hmm. For example, like my husband's family, they did a big renovation when he was in high school. They added yeah. on like, I don't even know. They doubled their square footage, mm-hmm. basically.
Wow.
They took down some of the brick on their exterior, but they wanted to reuse the brick. Mm-hmm. So my husband and his siblings had to scrape the mortar off the brick.
They were basically chiseling them out.
Yes.
Oh boy. That's when you go, what's my ROI on this? Like, uh-huh. the amount of time, but they figure it's child labor.
Free labor.
You know, they're like, yeah, well, they're like, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not the one out there chipping bricks off the house.
And then they had tile on all along their first floor. Yeah. And they were taking it out so that they could do hardwood.
Wow.
And they were using a hammer and screwdriver.
They didn't even go get like a little jackhammer?
Uh-uh.
Oh my
So word. It was, his family's renovation was incredibly painstaking.
Yeah.
And it was all hands on deck.
Well, yeah.
All like hands on tile.
Eight siblings or something, you know?
Several of them were gone at that point.
Oh, okay. So they're just working the last four.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's the point of having a ton of kids, though, if you can't utilize them somehow that way? Oh, my gosh. Okay. Well, I remember my mom, our mom, considering she was a single mom, did a lot of DIY stuff.
Yeah.
And DIY has come a long way. You can get your hands on some better products and yeah. some better tutorials mm-hmm. than you could. There wasn't
than you could in like 97.
There wasn't YouTube. Right. There wasn't Instagram showing you step by step. This is the product we use. So you kind of just went down to Lowe's mm-hmm. and figured it out. Mm-hmm. And so we had these like brown.
I feel like Lowe's, are they secretly like manufacturing HGTV? Because it's like, how many times
Some
do you
have a Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, no, for reals. It's like this bait and switch. Like, look what you could do. Yeah. And I mean,
Ace is the place with the help of hardware store.
Yeah, and they show you this like a mat. Like, oh, wow, look at this house. It was this, and now it's this. These great before and afters.
And it shows and then, this cute couple walking in, smiling with like not even a cart full.
Yeah,
it doesn't show them with three kids crawling all over the lumber you just bought, screaming at Home Depot, throwing mm-hmm. paint cards everywhere.
But like, do you have a number of times you visited Home Depot or Lowe's in one day? Like, honestly, there's last summer, Spencer and I probably went, I'm not joking, six times in one day. in one day.
You kept forgetting stuff.
Uh-huh. Or we had the wrong size. Uh-huh. Or, and you're like, oh, I took a picture and it looked just like this. And you're like, no, I need the size up.
Do you think,
like, honestly, it was six times. I'm not exaggerating whatsoever.
Do you think, though, you live, like, right near everything. Like, uh-huh. You live pretty close to a Home Depot.
Yeah.
I live, like, 18 minutes from the nearest Home Depot.
Yeah.
So it is do or die. When you go, you better make darn sure that you got the right size. Because that is six times, we wouldn't have done
anything. Take it all day.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap.
It was the time that you guys had our kids and you're like, weren't you guys coming at like 11 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
And it was like dinner time and like, I'm sorry.
Like, is someone buried under some DIY rubble or something? Oh, my gosh. Okay. So our mom decided that when we moved into our home in Utah that she wanted to paint our cabinets. And they were a really like poopy brown.
Like a dark, like a chocolatey brown.
Yeah. And stained, I believe. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I really want to paint them, but I can't go lighter because mm-hmm. it's really hard to paint over that. It would take so many layers. So I'm going to go darker. So she decides to do like a
cherry wood maroon.
Cherry wood maroon color. Yeah. I don't want to say cherry red, like hot red. Mm-mm. And so she decided to spray paint them.
Mm-hmm. They've held up surprisingly well.
However, I remember that being the project from hell. And she got so much spray paint in her hair that her hair had to have maroon coloring in it for years after that. Like, it basically created...
Like, it, like, dyed her hair.
Yeah, it dyed her hair. She, like,
luckily, that,
out.
Like, dark maroon was, like, in.
Yeah, it worked for her. She pulled it off. But I'm just saying, like, I remember her being like, well, I just told my hairdresser, if you
blend
can't get
it
out...
Blend
it. Make it look on purpose. Make it look intentional. And so that's why, for those of you who know my mom, that's, like, why she kind of had a little auburn in her hair. Because of the spray
painting
of the cabinets.
Because of the spray painted kitchen
cabinets.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this listener, you know how earlier I was talking about that windstorm?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that'll do a number on your house.
Right.
Especially these guys because they bought their house and it was built in the 70s mm-hmm. and it's in a forest. She said, so the second year they were in their house, they had a crazy windstorm. And her husband's family just so happened to be visiting at the time.
Okay, of course.
And they had a whole bunch of cars in the driveway. And they'd also just bought a new camper. And that was also in the driveway. And she said there was one tree in particular that just curved over the cars and looked really ominous. Like, just hovering. You know, uh-huh. kind of like the big thing in Stranger Things.
Right.
And so earlier on this day, their aunt drove and parked in what seemed like the safest spot.
Okay.
But because of this windstorm, the top of a tree fell and smashed her car.
Of the ominous tree.
Yeah, and it caused $9,000 worth of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Luckily, it was all covered.
Like via insurance.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Later that night, they go to bed. And around midnight, her sister-in-law comes in the room and says, hey, so I think a tree just fell on your house.
Same day.
This is the whole huge windstorm that's causing the trees to just go bananas.
Yeah.
So she jumps out of bed, wakes up her husband. They go out and look. She's like, I'll never forget the look on his face. When he comes back in, he said, so that curved tree decided to split and fell right on her other sister-in-law's car.
Oh, my gosh.
Smashed out the back window and put a huge dent on the top of it. She's like, I freaking knew that tree was going down. She's like, and that's
ticking time bomb.
Yeah. And that's not where the problems stop with this 70s house.
Oh, my gosh.
The previous owner had put a water heater in the attic.
Okay.
And it was just about 20 years old. And so it either needed to just come out or be replaced. Mm-hmm. And they decided that they just needed to remove it for now. But there's no service guys that would go up in the attic to do it. They're like, sorry, that's out of our...
You know it's hard and bad if the people who are professionals
They're
won't
like,
even
no,
do it.
No, we're not going to do it. So they decide to do it themselves.
Right. Because the professionals won't even do it. Well, I guess we're doing it. But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, you get in these situations where you're like,
it's
I didn't want
to
do it. I tried to hire a professional.
Mm-hmm. And so she's like, we got it out. Mm-hmm. But she's like, the amount of cuss words that came out of her husband it's astronomical.
And you're just sitting there being like, oh my gosh, it's going to blow. He's going to
blow. Yes. Well, and honestly, that's the only time I've ever heard Spencer swear.
Yeah.
Is during DIY projects.
Well, you guys know about when I smashed Andy's foot with that shelf. I was trying to call it for the night, and he was like, I want this done.
Uh-huh.
Guys, guess what? Spencer... The shelf still isn't up.
Oh, okay, it's not.
No, it's not.
And Spencer took a hammer to a pedestal sink because he was so frustrated.
Right.
Because we were trying to replace the faucet, and it was just so locked tight. And so he just used all his might to, like, loosen up the bolts, and it cracked
the pedestal sink.
And you weren't planning on...
We weren't planning on replacing it. We were just hoping to put a new faucet in it. Yeah. And he just lost it and just starts smashing the pedestal sink with a hammer.
And in the back like, oh...
And porcelain's flying.
And you're like, swear words are flying. marriage is in shambles. No, I'm just kidding. But that's why it like puts a strain on your marriage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know? And I don't judge anyone who has had a case of Tourette's.
Yeah.
During these hard times.
Oh, yeah.
One listener just wrote in and said, and I think this is going to be a lot of people's story because this winter has been so brutal.
Mm-hmm.
So this listener said, I just came home to like snow ripping off my brick off of my home.
Wow.
Like it probably, I think it slid off her roof and somehow tore brick off the side of her house. But her house is old, like 1950 something. Like how are you going to find that matching brick?
You're not.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if that brick's not intact, you might be re-bricking your whole house.
Yeah.
Re-freaking bricking the whole house. Takes
forever.
For sure.
Well, this listener, she was saying, this has only taken us 5 years. she said her parents.
Just a cool 5 years.
Yeah. Her parents did a whole bathroom remodel themselves. Mm-hmm. And by her themselves, she also means with her.
Yeah.
You get roped into these things, I tell you what. So first, they refinished the tub. Mm-hmm. Big mistake. It looked terrible. And the stuff that she used ended up coming off.
Wait, seems like a failure of a project. Like refinishing your tub. Like maybe it was chippy or old. Uh-huh. So you're like, I'm going to
sand it down and then put on like Rust-Oleum bathroom kit. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And
that seems like a losing battle, and but I don't want to judge.
Yeah. So she ended up just having to have a professional come do it.
Mm-hmm.
After all the same, you know, it's like, it is disheartening when you put in so much work.
Yeah.
And then it's
and
just
money
like,
and time.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
And then pay someone to do it. So it's even more. She said, then she tiled the shower surround by herself. And she goes, it looks like someone who's never done tile themselves did it. She's like, which I guess tracks.
Yeah. Because that is indeed what happened.
And they decided to keep going because they were already in so deep.
Yeah.
They changed the cupboard doors, put in a new vanity, etc. She's like, everything looks fine. Not great, but fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
And they're 5 years deep. Like, yeah, at
and
that
it's
point,
finally done.
At that point, yeah, at that point, you're like, we should have just paid someone.
We should have just applied for Fixer Upper.
Yeah.
We would have had better chances. You just need to be real careful
at
when you're watching these toots and these videos and
tutorials.
Like you said, these time lapse videos because their job is to try and like
promote
advertise
that
for their
thing.
Blog. Yeah. And so you don't know, like, we were talking about, you know, when you do try to like hire somebody, you're like, I'm just going to. This isn't my forte, so I'm going to just hire somebody.
Yeah.
And this listener said her sister is living in Puerto Rico. She doesn't speak Spanish. If I was living somewhere for the majority of the year.
It's going to be beneficial.
Maybe just like a
to just
few
like,
sessions of Rosetta Stone.
To get a little Babbel app going on.
Maybe. I don't know. So anyway, I'm not trying to judge. Just like a thought. Just like food for thought. She has a condo that they own and then they have another condo that they like are renting out as a side income or something like that. And so she was having the condo that they aren't living in cleaned professionally.
Okay.
Because again, you're kind of like, okay, well, if I'm going to have people coming in and renting this, I really want it done right. And so they can't complain. You know, I don't want to be the one scrubbing and all that. So she decides, I guess they've had some history of just people not showing up and not completing the job or whatever. So she kind of has learned, if I'm hiring someone to do something for these condos, I have to go look, make sure they're doing it, make sure they're finishing. So she shows up and she's, she walks in and she sees that it's like dripping, like the walls and stuff, and it's like a high school bathroom. have you ever noticed, or maybe growing up, everything was so damp.
I'm really surprised there weren't like stalactites,
right? And you just get dripped on your head when you're running
a
bathroom
overhead.
I'm like, is this a sauna like you're talking about earlier? But I swear they would just take a hose
and just
hose her down. Yeah. And then you'd be like, why is the toilet seat damp? Is this really the most efficient / sanitary way to clean? Well, she walked into her condo, which is not, you know, high school bathroom at least is like pretty much tiled floor to ceiling, but this wasn't. And she sees this cleaning woman with a hose in
her house
spraying the bathroom down from floor to ceiling, like the lighting, like can lights.
Oh my gosh.
She's spraying. And so she freaks out. Like she has no she has no chill at this point. And she's like, stop what you're doing. Stop. No, 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 no. You can't squirt lights and you can't squirt my walls and spray all over my house. Well, so this woman apparently doesn't speak English. So she's screaming back at her in Spanish. So they're just bilingually fighting. Like, you know, not that they're each bilingual. There's just two languages going on at once. And she's yelling in English and she's yelling in Spanish. Getting nowhere and telling her she has to stop. And then so the Puerto Rican lady finally just spills over this bottle of sanitizer, like of, cleaning supplies. And she does understand how to say this much and calls her, you crazy bitch, and storms out of there. And so now this girl is left with a dripping cave bathroom and, you know, cleaning stuff supplies
all over the ground.
Spilled all over the ground. And this lady just marches out and she's left to handle it. So this listener said, they don't know if this should count as a terrible renovation story or a terrible Christmas story or both, but here we go. She said they were renovating their basement rental bathroom. And so they, yeah, obviously they had like a basement apartment. They rented out. Okay. And their contractor dropped a piece of cast iron down the open drain.
What?
With that girl's cat. Just kidding.
Yeah, seriously.
And they couldn't fish it out. And he had to come back with a camera. And he said, I think I got most of it. Sir, you think?
Yeah.
Like, I think we need to be sure.
Yeah.
If there's like a piece of cast iron in my pipes, sounds problematic.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said that was the end of it, they thought. Well, a couple days later on Christmas Eve at like 4 p.m, she was in the bedroom of the rental apartment in the basement, because no one was living there yet, putting together the Christmas presents for their kids. They thought, it'll just be easier if I do it down here because I can lock the door. No one's going to walk in and see. Yeah. Presence. And her husband was upstairs bathing the kids, which is directly above the rental bathroom. And she was on her knees putting together a large dollhouse when she all of a sudden felt her knees tingling. So she kind of just thought, oh, they're going to sleep for being on my knees so long. So she stood up, but she looked down and realized her jeans were super wet. So she was like, why is the floor wet? So she looks in the room next to her, and in the bathroom she sees that it's completely flooded where the toilet usually goes, with just a hole in the floor. So there was no stopping the water that was backed up coming straight back into the bathroom and running into the brand new carpet that they had just installed in the basement apartment to rent out days before. Like brand new carpet, days old.
Oh, no.
So she said, luckily, it was just tub water. You know, because did you know if a toilet overflows, you have to replace the carpet.
Really?
Like, to code.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just considered like unsanitary.
Gross. Okay,
yeah. So if you ever have a flood and it's toilet... yeah, you're done. So not done. Sorry, that was dramatic. You have to get your carpet replaced. And so she's
gonna die.
Yeah. You will get chlamydia and die. So she said. She said at this point they had family coming over,
of course,
Christmas Eve in an hour. So they just were like, for now, we just got to shut off the water.
Yeah.
And we just can't turn it on. So they couldn't turn it on until after Christmas. So like you were talking about earlier, like you can't function without a kitchen, especially on a holiday.
Yeah. With guests.
Right.
Can I get a drink? No, you can't. I'm sorry.
There's toilet water. So thankfully their best friends live next door.
Okay.
So they had to take baths and breaks in their house. Like,
oh my gosh. Okay, if you have to go to the bathroom, go next door. They're cool with it. They're cool with it.
You're like, oh.
Just walk. They said just walk in because they're getting annoyed having to answer the door every 10 minutes.
Yeah, just, and they just have to leave it unlocked. And maybe a homeless person's going to the
They said that they're just
going to
go in their room and watch Netflix on their computer because they don't want to have to deal with all this.
Oh my gosh. Even if it's like your best friends. Like I said, that I would live be with weird. You. You're my best friend and my sister. And I was, it's someone else's home. Like you're in, you know? Mm-hmm. And so you're like, you come over in your towel, just here for my daily shower. Anyway, she said, but she has to think about the positive in this, because if she had decided not to wrap gifts down there,
their whole basement would have been flooded
on
Christmas
Day. They wouldn't have had a clue.
Yeah.
Like, it would have been going on for a long time,
yeah,
this flood. Mm-hmm. Anyway, she said they would have just kept using the toilets and the sinks for who knows how long, and it would have just sat and soaked that entire rental. That had just been renovated, new floors, paint, baseboards, everything.
Yeah.
So bottom line,
there's
like, that's
a silver,
lining there. But I would guess that it all stems back from the cast iron chunk that the plumber lost.
Yeah, it's causing some backups.
Right.
All right, you guys. Well, I have a feeling if you're anything like me or Allison and you're kind of getting stir crazy, you're imagining the things that you're going to do as the weather gets warmer.
Right.
And just...
tread lightly, proceed with caution, think it through.
Know your limits.
Don't just believe everything that's on Pinterest and Instagram and HGTV. Yeah.
But if you do find yourself in somewhat of a renovation DIY pickle, just remember.
Someday you'll laugh about this.
All right, you guys, keep gabbing along with us. We are having so much fun. We appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for coming back every week. Mm-hmm. And to all of our new listeners, thank you and welcome.
All right. See you guys later. Bye. Bye.
You could buy a bedspread that matched the wallpaper. It was like you're dipping it in the bathtub. What? Whoa, sorry, that was loud. I'm not made for this manual labor. No, I'm just kidding.